Hello, hello. Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. We're doing it.
Do you hear this? I don't hear this.
Yeah, you don't hear yourself? You don't hear yourself?
A little bit. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I hear you.
This is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York.
Live.
Live with all of our problems. We did a quick switch of the studios tonight because someone blew the speakers in the other studio. You hear yourself? You hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So, tonight on the show, we have special guest mix for the first half from Veronica from Minimal Wave Records.
Hello.
What?
I said hello.
Oh. I thought you said Minimal Low or something. I was like, oh, I said the label wrong. So, Veronica, you have a compilation that you did. Like, tell me what happened with this compilation, the Minimal Wave compilation, or Minimal Wave tape. Tapes?
Yeah, there's a comp that came out in January called the Minimal Wave Tapes. It's volume one. And it was a collaborative release with Stone's Throw. Peanut Butter Wolf and I compiled these tracks.
I mean, how did that come about that, you know, you guys hooked up? Because, yeah. I mean, I just wouldn't think of Stone's Throw as...
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that either. He ended up buying a bunch of the releases one summer when he came to New York. He saw them at Academy Records on the wall. And I think just visually he was drawn to them. And he picked them up. And so he got Minimal Wave stuff as well as City Tracks, the sub-label that I do. And then he called Dwayne from Other Music, who's a good friend of mine. And he was like, who's this? Who's behind this Minimal Wave thing? And then Dwayne was like, I'll give you her number. Just give her a call. And yeah. And then we talked and we had a really good conversation from there. But I honestly didn't know much about him at that point. I was like, who is this guy, this Peanut Butter Wolf? But
wait,
yeah.
So how long ago was that he called you?
That was about a year and a half or so. Yeah, a year and a half ago. So it was like the summer before last summer. Summer of 2008 is probably when he discovered the label.
And then from there you talked about doing the compilation or...
From there, he emailed me a bunch about doing this compilation, and I was confused as to what he wanted to do. I was like, I don't understand. What do you want to do with this compilation? And I didn't see how it fit in with what he was doing. I just didn't get it. But I started sending him tracks, and he was really into them. And then from there, we compiled this best of like tracks that we both really loved. And... I designed it and then sent it to him, and he was just like, yeah, we'll do this.
So you do all the graphic design for the label as well?
I do about 90% of it. Yeah.
Multitasking.
Well, yes.
Okay. And when did that compilation come out with?
That came out January 26th of 2010, this year.
Okay. But you have plans now to do more with him?
Yeah, we've talked about doing further compilations and other projects too.
But what's happening now with your label on your own, you know, besides the Stone's Throw
Minimal
thing?
Wave?
Yeah.
I have a bunch of releases coming out in the next couple months. There's a band called Deux from France. They were on the compilation. And there's a band called Futurisk from South Florida. They're a synth punk band.
South Florida.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They had a real drummer and keyboards. Different kind of stuff, but yeah, stuff that I like. I mean, it all comes down to just stuff that I really like.
Yeah.
And then...
Is this track ending right now?
Yeah. That was actually from the Dasting album that came out this past December. The track is called Take Me Away.
And I wanted to ask, what is, for tonight's radio show, what were you thinking? Like, was there anything that you were thinking with the set for tonight?
Mm,
no.
All over the place.
All over the place.
Or my recent favorites.
You also do a radio show on East our competitor, East Village Radio.
Your competitor?
No.
Well, East Village Radio is strictly online.
Yes, that's what I tell everyone, but no one really believes me when I say...
I know. People still don't believe me either. Strange. And I do a show every Sunday night from 6 to 8. It's called Minimal Wave as well. It used to be called Minimal Electronic Plus, and I miss that name now.
So at eastvillageradio.com, you can find your Minimal Wave radio show and download it.
And archives.
And archives. So 6 to 8 on Sundays. Okay.
Right.
And so people can find you there at the East Village station on 2nd Avenue on Sunday nights at 6 p.m.
First Avenue.
Yeah. Oh, First Avenue. Yeah, yeah. Between,
I'm going to send them all to
I'm going to send everyone to the window to go.
There.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't you get a lot of people just standing there staring at you?
Taking photos.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only thing about, I mean, it's amazing advertising there, but.
Well, you get used to it.
You get used to it. You just don't look up at all the people.
Well, you it's amusing after a while.
Well, I could get into that more.
Eye candy.
Let's play some more.
Let's get to the next track.
We'll get to more and then talk towards the
end. The next track is another upcoming release, but it's not going to come out to the fall. And it's Philippe Laurent from France. And it's the song is called Distorsion.
And again, this is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, here with Veronica from Minimal Wave.
Yeah. hunger foe. Mechanic, mechanic, who is practicing robotics? Asking you questions, told the lie. Are they calling you psychotic? We'll be right back.
You can tell your mother you're sick. Ask her for money, buy some speech. Your head is empty, your body's weak, but you know you want your line of speech. And if you take a double one, you can make a better run.
If I take a double one, I can make a better run.
Ding ding dong, plink plong. Ding ding dong, plink plong. You can also make a mix, do it with a little fix. Stop before your head is dead. This is not a funny story. I'm out and out, worry. You can tell your mother you're sick. Ask her for money and buy some speech. Your head is empty and your body's weak, but you know you want your line of speech. If you take a double one, you can make a better run. Ding dong, ding dong. You can also make a mix, do it with a little fix. Something's wrong in your head, stop before your head is dead. This is not a funny story, I'm out and out, worry. You can also make a mix, do it with a little fix. Ding ding dong, fling plong, ding ding dong, fling plong. Your head is empty and your body's weak, but you know you want your line of speech. Ding dong, ding dong, ding ding dong, ding dong.
ya, I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya, but I just broke. Talk to me, talk to me. Your brown eyes were talking to me. Talk to me, talk to me. I just froze and could not speak. It was a gloomy November, a time I'll always remember. I was on the train heading to town. You were by the window looking down. Then you glanced up, I'll never forget the very moment that our eyes met. I wanted to talk, but I just froze. My heart was pounding and my temperature froze. Talk to me, talk to me. Your brown eyes were talking to me. Talk to me, talk to me. I just froze and could not speak. I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya just how I felt. I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya, but I just froze. November, a time I'll always remember. I was on the train heading to town. You were by the window looking down. Then you glanced up, I'll never forget the very moment that our eyes met. I wanted to talk, but I just froze. My heart was pounding and my temperature froze. Talk to me, talk to me. Your brown eyes were talking to me. Talk to me, talk to me. I just froze and could not speak. I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya just how I felt. I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya, I wanted to tell ya, but I just froze.
One. L'homme qui ne parle à personne est allongé sur le linoléum. Il caresse son magnum et prend 2-3 valium. Il ne parle à personne et entend dans l'écho.
I wrote you what I feel for you, girl. My heart belongs to you because you've been my birth. You never answered my love that I sent it to you. That made me very sad. I waited day after day for your letter one day. It almost drove me mad. So darling, tell me how you're feeling. I hope you didn't get sick from time. Tell me how you're feeling. I hope that you are still doing fine. Yeah. Tell me how you're feeling. I hope that you are still doing fine.
You say it's okay with you if we stay in France. I say yes to you and give our friendship a chance. Yeah. Let's forget the past and making you begin. Maybe one day, my friend, my love you will win. My love, you will win.
In Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM. And you've been listening to Veronica here from Minimal Wave Records. And thank you, Veronica, for coming down here.
Thanks
to
for
this
having
show.
Me.
Even though you have your own radio show every Sunday on our competitor East Village Radio.
There's no competition for FM.
So, coming up, you have, wait, the next release for Minimal Wave is what?
It's Deux, D-E-U-X, from France, as well as Futurisk, from Florida. We're coming out around the same time.
And then, so you have a compilation with Peanut Butter Wolf, the Stone's Throw thing that came out in January. Minimal Wave Tapes, Volume 1.
Right.
And then you're DJing next Thursday? Or this Thursday? Next Thursday.
It's next Thursday, May 13th.
At Treehouse.
Yes.
Do you have that? You want? It's Littlefield, 622 DeGraw Street in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. Have you been to Littlefield before?
I haven't been there. I've seen it from the outside and it looked pretty cool.
I've never seen it before. So that's next Thursday, May 13th. And then what was the other thing happening later in the month?
So the other show that should be happening is May 25th with Medio Mutante and possibly White Car. It's not confirmed, but...
Which are two bands of yours.
Well, Medio Mutante is on City Tracks, which is my sub-label. And White Car is just a band that I really love from Chicago. And this would be at Glasslands for Todd Pendu's Tuesday night party. So it would be Tuesday, May 25th, but it is yet to be confirmed.
Wait, is that Todd P spelled out all the way?
No.
That, oh, okay.
There's confusion there.
Yeah, yeah, that,
a lot
that
of people
was.
Think so.
I got really confused. So can you say, the difference between the two labels of yours?
So Minimal Wave is the main label, and then City Tracks is the sub-label for everything else, for new bands and for old stuff that is not Minimal or Cold Wave.
Okay, so newer things and non-minimal things, and
yeah,
okay.
Like I really like old house music. So
you've put that out on. So how many releases have you had?
On City Tracks right now, there's just two releases.
And on Minimal Wave?
23.
And how long have you been doing Minimal Wave?
Since the first release came out in December of 2005.
Actually, it says that right here on the thing. I should have.
That's Oppenheimer Analysis.
Okay.
That was the first release. They're on that Clone Classic Cuts compilation.
Okay.
They licensed The Devil's Dancers, which was on that 12-inch.
Oh, really? Oh. And the Clone guys are coming
you
here.
You may know Oppenheimer Analysis from the song The Devil's Dancers. That's like their hit.
Right. Yeah. And Clone is coming here end of May, which is going to be pretty nice.
Yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
Looking forward to that. Okay. What else? I had another question for you, Veronica, but I just forgot about it. Okay, well, my brain's not working, so.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Veronica.
It's okay.
But we'll listen in Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. on eastvillageradio.com.
Good. And then if you want to check updates, you can check the Facebook Minimal Wave group. And that's where I update any DJ gigs or if certain bands are playing.
And, oh, that's what I wanted to ask. So you said you did 90% of the artwork for the label, right?
Right.
Are you doing music yourself as well?
I've been recording music for many years now. And
are you releasing that?
Someone is going to release it in 10 years from now.
Oh, in 10 years from now. That's your plan?
I'm not going to release it. Someone else will. I just don't want to deal with it. I want someone to...
You don't want to deal with your own stuff?
No.
You like dealing with other people's problems?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Well, other people's music. Yeah. Because there's so much that I've recorded, and there's just so much to go through and edit and compile, and I can't be objective about it.
And what is your stuff? What kind of sound is... your stuff?
It goes between like synthy wave and house-ish. Yeah.
Wow. Do you usually play it out or anything like that? Or no?
I've played it on my radio show before. Just snuck in some tracks here and there. But I don't play it out.
Okay. Do you have a different name for your own stuff? Or what is... You don't have a name for the project yet? Or you do?
Not really.
Not really.
I mean, I've done... I was working on this new wave project called 2VM previously. And we put out a 7-inch, but it wasn't... we recorded a bunch of stuff. We have an album or two worth of material. But, yeah.
Wow. So you got a lot sitting around, huh?
Yeah, maybe I'll send it to you.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear it. Well, Veronica, thank you very much again for coming down, and we'll have you back soon, I hope.
Yes, thanks for having me. It was fun.
Okay, so go check her out Thursday, Littlefield Treehouse Party, 622 DeGraw Street, and East Village Radio, Minimal Wave. Veronica, thank you very much. And now I think I'll have another hour and 7 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to play a couple things as well. So we'll see. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Thank you again, Veronica.
Thank you.
Yeah.